All right, I'm over here in Linkland, and tell me who you are and what you do here.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for interviewing me today. I'm Marcelo Farjala. I am with the Link platform team, and I'm here to talk to you about the Link 2010 SDK.
And if there's someone out there who doesn't know what Link is, tell us what that is.
So Link is a real-time collaboration client, which pretty much is IM, audio, video, virtual meetings, so app sharing, anything to do with real-time communications, Link client takes care of it.
And so today we want to talk about the SDK. Tell us about the Link SDK.
The SDK, which is what my team works on, allows you to extend the Link experience. So basically, you can write apps that run within a Link conversation. You can also integrate Link. So real-time collaboration features can be integrated within your own application. And I'll show you a demo where I take Visual Studio and actually enhance Visual Studio with Link UC-enabled features. Also, there's a contextual portion of our API that allows you to actually start conversations and send context from where the conversation was started. And that's pretty powerful, and I'll show you an example of that. And lastly, you can actually have a full custom solution using our SDK. So if you don't want the Link UI, but you want to provide your own UI, you could do it that way as well.
So tell us about what kind of UI controls are in the SDK.
So out of the box, you get Silverlight and WPF UI controls. So when I say UI controls, I mean pretty much as if you had the Link UI and you broke it up into components. For example, you get the picture and the presence control, you get a search control, you get a me status area control, and you can use that within your own application to UC enable your app. And those are literally drag and drop, but within Visual Studio.
So, like with the start conversation controls, you can begin a contextual conversation with that.
You could have a control within your app that starts a conversation and will actually send application data.
And explain what a contextual conversation would be in this sense.
So, for example, let's say I'm in Visual Studio and I want to talk with a fellow developer about a line of code, let's say, within a file. Normally, I'd have to IM them and say, "Hey, I'm within this file, in this project, and I'm looking at this code and I can't figure this out." And he's got to go and open it on his end, and he's got to find the code. With contextual conversations, I can send that data from within Visual Studio, and I'll show that in my demo next. And within Link, that data will appear, and the two of us can have that conversation. So here we have a demo of a Visual Studio plugin we built using the Link SDK, and all the features that I was just telling you about. For the demo, I'm going to first I've pre-installed the plugin for Visual Studio, and I'm going to highlight a piece of code here. And what we see is a link icon hovering near the highlighted code. I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to see a panel open up within Visual Studio, and this is part of Visual Studio's platform. Inside that panel, you're going to see a search input control. So this is part of the UI controls that I told you about. It's one of our WPF link controls. Inside of it, I'm going to look for my buddy Kai, who is my demo buddy today. And the search results, which are also part of the UI controls, come back for Kai. And I hover over him, and I see a contact card for him, which is also a control. And I can start an IM. Now, what's going to happen when I send him this IM, the highlighted code that I previously highlighted is going to be sent with the invite. And this is an example of contextual conversations. So before this feature existed in the platform, this conversation would have been something like, "Hey, Kai, open up the project. I'm on this file, this line number." He'd have to go open it up. In this case, I'm in Visual Studio. I highlight the code and I say, "Kai, let's talk about this code right now. Help me debug it." he doesn't have to open anything. He's inside of Link on his computer, and he sees the code that I want to talk about. And the cool thing is, he can also edit the code. So go ahead and click edit. So on his end, he's going to click edit. And I see here in the top right corner, it says documents currently locked. That means that Kai is updating the document. And when he's done, his edits are going to appear on my side. And we're basically sending app data back and forth inside of my Link conversation session. So this is a pretty powerful like code review type scenario. Here you can see edited section of code. So there's a little bug in here that, you know, it didn't keep some of the markup from Visual Studio, but this was a quick project we threw together. Just so you know how easy to use the SDK is, this plugin was built in a week.
Yeah.
And most of the Link projects are under a week.
Yeah.
So here we see he added a line of code. When I'm happy with the edit, I can edit as well, and it'll update on his end, or I can just save it, and it'll save it right back into Visual Studio.
So it's actually replaced the code that you had highlighted before with these changes.
Yep. So if I go back to Visual Studio, I'll actually see in here edited section of code. That's what Kai had added. So
very cool.
That's a very powerful UC enabled scenario where I took a previously, you know, Visual Studio doesn't have a built out of the box collaboration tool, but very quickly we were able to build something like this. This is just a Visual Studio example. This could be any other application, any desktop application. I can build Silverlight portals, Silverlight applications that do the same type of powerful scenarios. So I know internally we've used, you know, the same exact type of UC enablement in various other internal tools.
And is the source code for this going to be available?
So we just wrote an article that steps you through the different sections of how this demo works. Mm-hmm. And you can actually get the source code off of MSDN. We probably have the link down here.
There's a link down there.
one of those things.
And for people who want to get started with Link, where can they go to download SDK?
If they do a Bing search and just put Link, LYNC 2010 SDK, they can find the download for the SDK.
Very cool. So is the code sample for this going to be available?
For this exact demo, yes. We just finished writing an MSDN article. And you'll be able to find that at msdn.com/link. And there's a bunch of other tutorials there that talks about the SDK and all the things I talked about here. You can download the actual SDK there as well. And if you like what you saw, I welcome you. Please do go to msdn.com/link and just take a look around.
Very cool. Thanks for showing us this today.
Thanks for having me.